about 4:05 in the afternoon. I'm still waiting for Vance. I'm trying not to panic. Silly, I know what they found on the x-ray. They called me earlier to say. And I know that he was waking up okay from the sedation. But I spoke to them between 2:30 and they said it would be 45 minutes. And it's now been 1 hour and 45 minutes. I can't help but worry and think about every possible bad thing that could have happened. In all likelihood, they've perhaps had an emergency to deal with another animal, or maybe they're busy with something else, or they can't find my address, or Vance's having woken up, decided he's hungry and is now sniffing round the vets trying to find a crumb of food, having not eaten this morning. But I can't help but think of the worst. If this is what it's like having children, then I certainly don't want to have children. The news on the x-ray was that they found 2 possibilities, but they're just that, they don't know anymore. One was a little bit of hip dysplasia, which was allowing or allowing or increasing the probability of the growth of arthritis. That's probably not the right term, but anyway, they could see a gap there, and some might speculate that that he might be experiencing a certain amount of arthritis. The other thing that they found was some calcification between the vertebrae of his lower back, and apparently that can sometimes be an indication of a disc pressing against, a disc of cartilage that is, pressing against the spine, causing pain. Clearly for both of these, the primary prescription would be for rest and treatment with, or management rather, with painkillers. He's being sent home with a new set of painkillers, as well as the anti-inflammatories he was on last week. And I've been told to rest him for another how long was it? 5 to 7 days, something like that. No, 7 to 10 days. Sorry. 7 to 10 days. So I was due to be going up to Yorkshire to along with my mum and sister to go and see my great-uncle this coming weekend, but I can't do that now. And I was also due to be going and staying with my sister Jessica in Wales. I can't do that. But the most important thing is Vance's welfare. And I'll do anything that it takes to ensure that he's happy and comfortable. I'm going to have to speak to guide dogs about this too, and hopefully we can work together to find the best way forward for Vance. This is all very worrying. He's only 4.5. I suppose I'd always knew there's risk of, as it is with any animal, a risk of something going wrong. Of course, German Shepherds are particularly prone to hip dysplasia. But I hadn't expected to have problems. It feels like so soon after having him. We've been together for 3 years. But fingers crossed. It could be something else. It's been suggested to me, by not by the vet, but by others, that maybe it's a tendon. And maybe, and hopefully that would heal over time and he'd be as bright as rain again afterwards. I hope so. He's a brilliant dog.